Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Stacy with me, and we're going to talk about home warranties. We're going to tell you why you got to have one, why you need one, and why it's the smart thing to do. So listen, and you're going to learn something, I promise you, because they came up with some new products. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Y'all notice I didn't say her last name. If y'all could tell me, write in and spell it correctly on an email, Stacy's last name, I'll buy you a warranty.
Sweet. How's that? That sounds good. Which one are you going to buy, Scott?
The cheapest one.
Okay. That sounds good.
So good. Let's talk about right off the bat. You've done a lot of warranties for us, especially the last several years. And we were real, real happy. Nothing but good A pluses.
Thank you. Good
grades. But in San Angelo, we were talking earlier, and why I'm such a big fan of the warranties. One, let's start with our water.
You have hard water here in San Angelo.
It is. So your hot water heater, your dishwasher. You said hot water heater was one of your big items.
Hot water heaters we replace a lot. You know, home warranties are going to cover things that are malfunction due to normal wear and tear. So hot water heaters here, the sediment, the hard water, that's normal wear and tear. That's something that a home warranty is going to cover.
And nowadays, folks, we would just a couple hundred dollars. Now it's $500, $600, $700, $800.
I see $800, $900. Yeah. It's up there. I mean, to replace a hot water heater, you know, because they're more energy efficient now. They cost more. The Department of Energy made them a little bit bigger, a little bit, you know, taller. So they just cost more.
And to do the whole thing, you know what? Let's back up before we get jumping in here. Insurance. This is kind of an insurance policy. Well, it is an insurance policy, indirectly, I guess, correct?
We're not governed by the insurance company. But yes, it's kind of, you know, you pay a deductible. We send a contractor out. So yes, it is kind of.
But let's not confuse it with, like, when you buy a house and you have homeowner's insurance.
Right.
Total different. Like, this doesn't cover your roof. You know,
exactly.
Hailstorm happens. This isn't what we're talking about. So, yes, you do need two separate ones. You still want your homeowner's insurance. You still want all that in place. But I almost insist you buy one when you buy a house through our firm. And if you don't, I know you have a place if you don't want it signed here. We have a whole page, one page that simply says, if you're not taking a warranty, you didn't want a warranty, we did offer you a warranty. You don't want one. And here's why. It says, we talked about this earlier. Before the warranties came into be, we'd get calls, and we said this earlier. Stacy's from Lubbock, saying, I think real, some West Texas people, good, honest, friendly people.
Yes.
And I did say Lubbock was friendlier just because they put up with that wind.
Exactly. There's a lot of wind there.
But before this would happen, somebody would move out, or the house would be vacant, or they'd start packing, you know, as soon as it went under contract, and they wouldn't use, like, let's say, the dishwasher. Well, that little valve in the dishwasher all of a sudden freezes up because nobody's used it.
Right.
Well, the seller didn't know it was broke. The buyer certainly didn't know it was broke because when he did the inspections, it was working then. So guess what happened back then? They said, Scott,
you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, we got a problem and you're going to have to fix it. So I didn't like that either. But now, here's exactly what I do. And people call and they say, hey, our hot water heater just went out, or our AC's on the blink or something. I go, nope, no worries. So here's your warranty. And two things happen. They go, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. That's great. There's an 800 number. Call that 800 number, and they'll help you. Or they go, well, we didn't take that warranty. And I just say, well, I'm sorry. You should have taken a warranty. And they usually blame their wife or their husband or somebody for not doing it.
Somebody gets the blame for it.
So, but highly, especially in our neck of the woods, and it's Lubbock, same with Lubbock has water, same situation.
Yes.
You need a warranty. You really, really do.
The water sediment in Lubbock and San Angelo, you know, most of the West Texas area, we have hard water.
Yeah.
And it is hard on appliances and water heaters and faucets and toilets. So, you know, anywhere there's water, that's going
to
be.
And we're thankful to have the water, though. So
yeah, exactly.
But it is hard, so let's just deal with it. But let's start from scratch. I know there's several different kind of coverages. There's your basic,
mm-hmm.
and if you have a swimming pool, can you kind of just tell us? I know you just added some, and that's one reason I wanted you to do this again for me, was to kind of say, you just added some neat stuff in your warranty program.
We did add some new stuff. I mean, we kind of went up. I mean, our basic package is HVAC, electrical, ductwork, plumbing, and water heaters, which are their major things and the most costly things that to repair or replace. So that's a basic package for somebody who's like on a budget that doesn't want appliances covered. And then, you know, we'll cover those things, plus your washer, dryer, refrigerator, dishwasher, microwave, things that function in the home. And then, you know, we'll cover swimming pools, water wells, septic tanks, you know, those sort of things. In addition to refrigerators, like if you have one in the garage or something like that that's not in the main house. So there's a lot of different plans and a lot of different things that we cover. So it just depends on what you feel like you need. You know, if you're buying a house and you're buying all new appliances, I wouldn't suggest, because your manufacturer's warranty is going to come first. So, I mean, it just depends on what you need and what you feel like suits your needs.
Well, let's talk about one. In fact, what we talked about earlier, the house we had on Columbine had double oven.
Yes.
Went out. It was an older unit. They couldn't get the part to fix it. So they said, okay, here it is. Well, and people asked me, did it cover it? I said, well, here's what they did. They gave me a little over $1,000. And they go, well, did you buy it? No, it didn't cover a brand new one, the one I wanted.
Right.
But since I paid $400-something for my warranty, they gave me $1,000. I think I still won.
You did.
I mean, that's a good deal. Pay $400, get $1,000 back. So it wouldn't be $1,000 that I didn't have.
And there are limitations on home warranties. I mean, you know, like our appliances, it caps out at $3,000 per appliance. You know, so typically you can replace something for $3,000. If you have a Sub-Zero or let's say a Viking, Wolf, something like that, I mean, you should cash out and take the money and use it towards the brand that you want.
Well, and people ask the question, and it's not for that upper-end type stuff, which is ridiculous price on those appliances.
Exactly.
It's not set up for that. Because think about it, if you're paying $500 or $700, whatever your warranty, depending on what warranty you get, if they paid out all the time $10,000 for a refrigerator, they wouldn't be in business very long, would they?
Not very long.
So I mean, it wouldn't.
Yeah. So it. I mean, the home warranty is going to take the brunt of the cost. You may have some associated cost.
But less.
Yes.
You know, even with health insurance, or you know, you go to the hospital, you still have to pay that deductible up front. There's still something. What is the deductible on this?
It's $75 for the trade service fee. So you would call American Home Shield, and you would say, "I need service on plumbing." You would pay $75. We would send out a contractor. They would diagnose the problem, turn in the diagnosis to us, and then we would let you know what was covered.
So works out good. Mm-hmm. And on plumbing, let's talk about plumbing, because I know that's a kind of a wiki deal that some things aren't covered. What's covered? What is covered on plumbing?
You know, stoppages are covered. Faucets are covered. You know, leaky faucets.
Wow. So when the kid flushes G.I. Joe down the commode, that's covered?
That is not covered, Scott. You know why?
Because I wouldn't
think
so.
That's not normal wear and tear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like your dishwasher, and I'll just say from personal experience, if your toddler stands on the door while you're doing the dishes and it breaks, that's not normal wear and tear.
Gotcha.
So we cover what is normal wear and tear.
But like roots in your line?
That's not covered.
It's not covered. So what you said stoppage, what's covered then?
You know, normal wear and tear would be like if you put too much toilet paper in there or something like that.
Okay. No G.I. Joes, though.
No G.I. Joes.
Okay, we got that. We got the dishwasher covered. We got the water heater covered. Electrical. What about electrical?
Yes, electrical is covered. I mean, let's say your plugs aren't working and something's wrong with that. We will cover that. We'll come out, sit out an electrician. Let's say your breaker is tripping.
But one thing that I want to bring up, too, and because we have some rental properties too, is people say, well, you know, we want somebody out here immediately. Our air conditioner's not working. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I know in the Midland area, I know in San Angelo, and I bet you in Lubbock too, when all of a sudden it hits 107 degrees.
Everybody's calling.
And it doesn't matter if you have a warranty or if you're just calling. If I'm just calling, and because we use one guy that does a great job, Lee Claire does a great job for us. But, you know, there's only so many people, and when they have 10,000 calls in one day, it's not going to happen immediately.
It's not.
And it doesn't matter. You know, they can't blame the warranty company for that because there's nothing they can do about that. You know, but in general, quick responses.